Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I think it's the next step to understand, to get better, is to be completely honest with yourself. Here's a little bit from two of the top voices and top people in the organization after the game and after things went on in Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm walking out of here discouraged. This one hurts, right? Because I know we're a better football team than we showed today, no matter who we're playing against. Like, to go back and still have to talk about mistakes that we made in this moment, like, yeah, it's discouraging to be here.
You know, it was a tough loss. I think we had a really good team this year. They looked really good. I thought we were the better team on the field today. We have a lot of great guys in the locker room.
All right, that was the owner, the last voice, Cal McNair, who came on with Sean and Clint on the post-game show. Shout out to those guys. They did a great job all season long. Seth as well in the post-game show. And then obviously the first voice was D'Amico. Will Anderson kind of echoed the same things that his owner said. Felt like they were the better team. And for me, I just listened to some of those statements. And I just think it's not really reality yet. I think it can be reality. I just don't think it's really reality yet. And I think that is a place where they have to start being honest with themselves, Patrick. And that is, to me, is with D'Amico saying, you know, we're, you know, hey man, that's not the football team we are. We're better than this. We've heard that multiple times. He also later said, I don't think we're far off the level of you know, a team like Kansas City, you know, and we were the better team. Will said the same thing. We're the better team. That's just not the truth.
I think there's different parts of this, right? Because I think talent-wise, they're close. And if they weren't, didn't have some of those injuries in the wide receiver position, they might be even. Are they better than what they showed? Yeah, they're better than what they're showing because they keep doing the same stupid things over and over again that are preventing them from being this great team that they think they can be. And that's why you and I were on the same page there. Great teams don't make those mistakes again, again, again.
But Patrick and Tyler, how many times have we seen that? Like, what were the issues, fellas, in the game?
Can't protect the quarterback.
Special teams.
Can't protect the quarterback. How often has that been a problem this year?
20 weeks.
Every week.
You're not better than that. That's you. How many times have we seen players kind of go rogue a little bit and get out of control? Chris Boyd to kick off the game. Have we seen that?
20 weeks.
Alshire, have we seen that a little bit? We got Stephon Diggs about to fight the entire Packers team.
Every week, though. There's no excuse for that.
And D'Amico's coming out saying, that's not us. At some point, it's you. At some point, you weren't the better team. You're not the better team when you score 12 points and take a dump on the field, special teams, and you get your quarterback sacked 8 times. You're not the better team.
The broken plays on defense, where they'll be playing great defense the whole game, and then they give up a 40, 50-yard play with a broken coverage and a missed tackle. Like why are their games with Indy always so damn close? They kick Indy's ass defensively the whole game, and there'll be four plays where they just give up huge chunk plays out of nowhere.
We've seen chunk plays have been a thing from the first game. Some completed, some not. But that's just my thing is, like, you can't say, I think we're the better team, and I will give him. Will did it. They admitted mistakes. D'Amico admitted mistakes. But damn it, that's a part of why you didn't win and why you weren't the better team.
You're not wrong.
Like, people in Baltimore are saying that, too. I think we're the better team. No, you're not. You turned the ball over 3 times. You couldn't catch the ball at a two-point conversion.
Your tight end put it on the carpet in the middle of the field.
Your quarterback did it. He put it on the carpet in the middle of the field, threw a crazy pick. That is just wild to me. Like, and I think that's just, I think this, what D'Amico and what they're saying is, this is the level and the place they're trying to get to, Pat, and not where they are. And I think that's just where they got it. You can't keep saying we are shown to be a better football team. No, you want to be a better football team than this. But as we said, these are things that kept, like the things that came back to bite the Texans are not a surprise whatsoever in the game. Because there's been things that have been an issue. You lost to the Tennessee Titans because how long was that field goal? Kaimi said it right that time. How long was that field goal? 30 yards?
No, not
he's been missing extra points. Like, it's not a shot. You're not buttoned up.
Not as long as that pass play they gave up to Okonkwo.
Yeah, just
who might not be any faster than you, me, or Tyler.
Like, are they on the level, fellas? Are they on the level of the Baltimore Ravens? Like, when you say we're on that level, are they on the level?
Ravens kick their ass relentlessly. Yeah,
and who can't the Ravens beat?
Apparently, they can't beat the Chiefs.
All right, you're not on the level. You play. I mean, the game was competitive.
I mean,
I think you just got to start being honest. Like, this is where I want to reach. We're not there yet. I believe this team can get there. I believe they can clean this stuff up and get there. But you're not a better team when you score 12 points.
No, you're not a better team. Wasn't that the conversation coming into the season, right? This Texans team needs to now be on the level of the Bills and the Ravens and the Bengals if they were ever healthy, but the Bengals gave away all the defensive players in the offseason, so that you could be the team that is going to challenge the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, they didn't challenge the Kansas City Chiefs. They didn't challenge the Baltimore Ravens. And since they held on to beat the Buffalo Bills way, way back early in the season, the Bills got exponentially better and the Texans' offensive line got exponentially worse. So, like, today, if they had to play the Bills today, they would lose. So, no, they're not
the
on
odds
that
are
level.
With it.
They're not on that level. They're close. They should be on that level, but there are certain things holding this team back. A little bit of it is injury. A lot of it is just refusal to adjust, stupidity, broken plays, self-inflicted wounds, dumbass penalties. A lot of times they shoot themselves in the foot three times. This game against Kansas City, how many times were they driving the football and then penalty, drive killer? Driving the football, sack, drive killer.
Like Tyler, let me ask you this. Would you consider this Houston Texans team to be disciplined?
No.
Would you consider this team to be?
No.
I think...
Are we comparing discipline to, like, the 70s Raiders or to, like, you know, modern football?
I'm just saying right now, when you look at the Houston Texans, do you consider them disciplined?
No, there's too many foolish things that go on.
And I think that's what they want to get to, is to be disciplined.